There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill to the...
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Again, my name is Ken Heisey, and with me, Steve Mahler. We're financial advisors here in St. Louis with Heisey Advisory Group. We're here each and every week to give you more confidence in your retirement plan. And today, we're going to talk about some top questions that you should and shouldn't ask when interviewing an advisor. And if you have any questions, again, about today's content, or if you have any other questions relative to your investment plan or your retirement plan, reach out. Give us a phone call at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can always visit us on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. So the markets, they've been a little volatile again recently. Over the last quarter or so. And I think it's leaving a lot of you people that are either retired or thinking about retiring really starting to question whether your current advisor is still the right person for the job. Maybe you're one of those that are considering some of the different options that are out there. You might be thinking about moving from an advisor that's focused on accumulation for maybe a team of advisors that can offer you a custom plan designed to address the unique challenges of retirement. So what questions should you ask a financial advisor before hiring them, or how can you know who to trust? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's episode of Your Retirement Highway.
So you are absolutely right about that, and I always have thought that if you want to make better decisions, financial decisions in particular, then you've got to know what questions to ask, and specifically, you got to ask better questions. And what we're going to help you with today on this show is to try and arm you with some important questions that we think are sort of the top of the list that you ought to be asking financial advisors. But we're also going to include some questions that you probably shouldn't ask, primarily because when you ask the question, you're really not going to get any information that's going to help you make a better decision.
Well, and a lot of those questions come from, you know, when you do an internet search, questions to ask a financial advisor, they're kind of cookie cutter type questions. So some are good, some are bad. We'll kind of give you a feel for some of them. I think one of the first early ones that I would ask is, how are you different from other advisors?
Yeah, and I think that's...
advisors are a dime a dozen.
And so everybody's kind of got their niche, and they do things differently, and you really have to understand, what you're looking for, what your needs are, and try to make sure that you're asking questions that will help you identify an advisor that is going to be best suited to provide and offer the things that you specifically need. That specialist, kind of like we've talked about on previous shows, about how you look for medical specialists.
Sure. Yeah, and if the advisor can't answer this question clearly and concisely immediately, I'd hit the exit.
Hit the exit.
I'd get out of there. You're looking for someone that has a specific purpose, right? If you're, say, for example, if you're looking for someone to help reduce your debt load, and you go to an advisor that specializes in people that are retired, probably not the right fit, right? But if you're looking for someone to help you transition from your work life into retirement, going to somebody that works with accumulation and helping people grow in an early age may not be the best fit either. So really starting to focus in on what services they provide, what makes you different. I like another question that goes right along with that. What do you love about your job?
I mean, I think the answer to that is going to tell you whether or not this person is a good fit for you. You know, if they love the fact that they don't have to meet face to face with people, that they get to kind of work in the background and someone else is always doing the face to face, maybe that's not what's best for you. Maybe you want to have that direct face to face involvement with whoever your advisor is. You don't want to be working with an assistant or something like that. So you really need to know what sort of drives them and what makes them tick and what, to your point, what they love about what they do.
And I think that feeds to what we do here at Heise Advisory Group. And what I love about our job is doing the things that we do to help people learn and grow and understand this. We do the radio shows every week. We teach retirement classes throughout the year. We've just written our first book. It's such a joy to help people learn this process because it's completely different. It's not mom and dad's retirement. It's a different retirement world. And being able to watch families really enjoy their retirement years, do the things that they wanted to do, plan to do, to me, that's one of the most rewarding aspects of what we do.
We had someone in the other day that just been looking at coming on board with us, hasn't made that decision yet, but paid us a great compliment. He said that in the last couple of months in coming to our classes and meeting with us face-to-face, he's learned more in 2 months than he has in the last 10 years of his current relationship with his current advisor. And I thought that was very nice of him to say that, but I think it really drives home what you were just talking about.
And it's something that we hear often.
Yeah.
That's the shocking part,
true.
Right? So once again, I'm Ken, and Steve is with me. We're from Heise Advisory Group, and you can reach us with your questions at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Or you can feel free to go to yourretirementhighway.com. You can download the Understanding Market Corrections report at no cost there. Very timely report for where we are in the markets today. So another one of the questions, this is probably one that I would say, don't ask the advisor. But it's one of those that seem to be on every internet search. The question is, what is your performance track record? And I say that because performance isn't something you evaluate by itself. The risk that you take to get a performance is really what starts to become important at this point in time.
Right.
It's not just about growth. It's about, as we always said, what? Managing volatility, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be relative to something, and I think that something is what are your needs? What are your objectives? What is it that you're trying to accomplish? And maybe a better way to ask that question or ask it in a different way would be to ask, what's the advisor's investment philosophy? What's their discipline? What's their approach to building financial plans? That will tell you whether or not that advisor or that advisory group is going to be a good fit for you, because it'll help you really understand whether or not they're aligned with what your needs are.
Well, and you're at a point where you're concerned about generating retirement income. And so you need to understand the advisor's plan, their strategy, their investment philosophy, their investment discipline on how they're going to get a reasonable return to make sure that your retirement plan stays in check and you're not measuring against the S&P 500. You're not measuring against the Dow Jones Industrial Average, because those are just obscure indexes that are full of all market risk.
Sure.
And as a retiree, your job isn't to keep up with or beat the S&P 500. Your job is to get a return that's personal to you, that's personal to your own financial plan in your own unique situation to make you successful.
And if you're somebody that doesn't really know what those goals are or even how you're going to get there, a good advisor, once you understand their philosophy and their discipline, is going to help you establish those goals and have a specific plan as to how you're going to achieve them. I think that's really, really the key.
And the first step to growing in this education process, I mentioned earlier, one of the things that I love about what we do are teaching retirement classes. And for those of you that would like to come directly to the office and start our process meeting with us personally, you can do that. Feel free to do that. For those of you that maybe aren't ready for that step yet and you want to attend one of our retirement planning classes, we do have classes coming up Thursday, January 10th and Tuesday, January 15th. They're single night classes. They go from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They're at the UMSL Computer Center. Roughly 270 in Manchester is the location. We're going to cover three of the topics: income planning, how to create an income plan, investment planning, things that you should look at in your investment plan in today's age, and we're going to talk about tax planning. So again, Thursday, January 10th, and Tuesday, January 15th. You can also reach out and just schedule a time to come in and start the retirement roadmap review process. We'd love to start that with you as well. The number to call for any of those is 314-328-4400. Again, that's 314-328-4400. Call right now if you'd like to schedule attendance to one of the classes, or if you'd like to come in and sit down and visit with us one-on-one personally.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back. I'm Ken Heise from Heise Advisory Group, and you've turned into likely the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial life. And that's Your Retirement Highway. We're here to help you explore the most impactful financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. Like questions you should ask a financial advisor before hiring them, and also how do you know who you can trust?
And honestly, I think that's what it all boils down to. Who can you trust to manage your life savings? I mean, this is everything you've got, and you've got to make sure that it lasts. Who's going to help protect your money? Number one fear of retirees is running out of money, so you got to make sure it lasts, and you've got to grow it reasonably within your own comfort level of taking risk. And that's even more important today with the markets being so volatile recently. We're finding many retirees and pre-retirees are really questioning whether their current advisor is still the right person to do this job for them. So maybe you're one of those considering different options. And if you're thinking about moving on from an advisor that's focused on accumulation, which is what you've been doing your whole life, and looking for a team of advisors that can offer you that custom plan that's designed to address your unique challenges, then I would say you should continue listening to the rest of the show, because those are some of the things that we're going to cover.
And if you have questions, reach out to us at 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And as always, you can go to yourretirementhighway.com. You can download our new report, Understanding Market Corrections, a very timely report that I think a lot of you will have a great interest in based on the decline in the market over the last quarter. So we're talking a little bit about some questions to ask a financial advisor. When you do come into the office, you'll get a copy of our new book, Your Retirement Highway, How to Set Your Finances on Cruise Control. And chapter 11 of the book, we actually talk about selecting the right advisor for you. And oftentimes we get some interesting questions that we can tell are kind of from internet searches. And one of them, a lot of times people ask, well, how many clients do you have? And I always thought about that, and it's like, what does it matter?
Right. What's the right answer?
The number of clients you have doesn't make you good or bad. What you should really be asking is, what types of clients do you work with? We work with people that are generally within 5 years of retirement and into retirement. We generally don't work with people that are in their 20s and their 30s and their 40s because their goals are different. They're dealing with different problems and issues, and we specialize in a niche area of when you've kind of gotten to the top of retirement mountain, you're about to make that retirement leap in the next few years, helping you create a plan to make that transition and a plan to help you have a successful retirement. So it's more not about how many clients you have. It's what types of clients do you work with? How long does it take to get an appointment? What's your meeting process? You know, those types of things are I think, the most important, because you can have a boatload of clients but not service them very well. You can have a very few select number of clients and do a much deeper, more successful job of working with them.
And I've always thought that people ask that question because the sheer number of clients that somebody has is supposed to be an indicator of how successful you are. And the reality is, if you're trying to provide the kind of high level of service that is necessary with folks that are about to retire and in retirement, if you're a smaller family practice like we are and you have too many clients on the books, you just can't do the right job. So that first part of the question that you asked, which is, what types of clients are you dealing with? What types of families? That's going to be an indicator that we're a good fit for you because of our practice and what our discipline is.
And I think sometimes people ask that question because they're working with a firm or an advisor that does have too many clients and they don't have good communications. Maybe you're not hearing from your advisor. I mean, we had someone in the office yesterday
that has
been with a broker for 10 years. 10 years. They have not heard from that broker in 10 years. They get a birthday card every year, but they have never had any phone calls up until they said they got a call, I guess, recently in the last month or so, supposedly talking about how they didn't lose as much as everybody else. But wow, that I think that's one of the reasons people are asking these questions is because there's not the communication, and that sometimes is either because the advisor thinks you have too small of an account and you're not worth their time, or they just have too many clients and they can't keep up with everybody.
Yeah, and I think our objective is to be able to always meet with our families face to face when they need to, when it's time for a review, to not be pushing them off on some assistant or some sub-advisor. And I think that's what our families appreciate. And so the number of clients is irrelevant. It's how do you work with your clients and what kind of families are you working with?
Another good question is, what services do you provide? And that has some value because here at Heisey Advisory Group, we provide the income planning. as well as the investment planning. We provide tax planning, long-term tax planning, healthcare planning, and we help you organize estate planning. While we don't draft legal documents, we help make sure that you've got your estate plan working with an attorney. But maybe a more specific question might be to really ask about the advisor's process, especially what's going to happen in the first meeting, in the second meeting, what's going to happen in the first year, and what type of support do you have to really pull this all together? And we talk about our meeting process all the time, right? Our first meeting is vision. That's all about you. It's not a sales presentation. None of our meetings are sales presentations, but it's a vision meeting to help you understand where you're wanting to go and what your concerns are, and help you really kind of dream your dream, so to speak,
and put help some us numbers to and it. Help us understand yeah. what your dreams are.
And then the second meeting is to assess where you are in terms of where you want to be, kind of that red dot on the map or the red dot at the mall. You know, you're here, but you're wanting to get to here. How do we then create a plan and a strategy to get you from point A to point B? And it's a continuous process. And understanding what that advisor's process is, I think, is going to go a lot further in giving you the confidence that they're the right advisor, as opposed to, well, how many clients do you have?
And that detail that you just laid out goes up on our screen for the very first meeting that we meet with somebody, so they see that whole process from A to Z. So they understand, you know, it's when you go to a dentist, you always wonder, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? Is this going to hurt? We want people to know right up front what's going to happen. It's very laid back. It's really about gathering information in the beginning and then, as you say, doing the assessment before really any strategies are agreed to and then, of course, before any implementation happens.
And then another question a lot of people love to do, and this is – you know, one of the ones out on the internet all the time, what credentials have you earned? And, you know, there's a lot of credentials out there. The certified financial planner is becoming even more and more commonplace. But it doesn't, those credentials don't always mean that you have a thorough understanding of retirement planning.
They may have gone to a lot of classes, but they may not have worked with a lot of families.
There are some people that just love to go to class and continuously study and add more what I call alphabet soup behind their name. And you've all heard the term book smart, but not really able to apply it. I really think looking at how long have you been in this business doing this, right? You might have the designations, but you might only be in the business 5 years or 10 years. You may not have a broad background of experience, but having the experience, Steve, you've been around doing this 30 plus years.
1979 is when I entered the business.
I've been doing this for 28 years. We've seen a lot of people's plans. We've really been able to help a lot of people make this adjustment. But while we've seen so many people's plans through the years, folks, it's your personal plan that we have not seen.
And we're not trying to poo-poo the designations. They're clearly important. But how much time have you actually spent working with clients like you with the needs that you have?
So, again, we haven't seen your personal situation. And this is the opportunity for us to actually see your own personal situation. You can come into the office. You can go through our vision meeting, go through our assessment meeting, and the retirement roadmap review that we talk about each and every week. And if you'd like to do that, reach out, give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. And for those of you that maybe aren't ready to take that first step to sit down one-on-one with us, but you like the show and you'd like to get more educated, you'd like to maybe start a relationship in the classroom, we do have classes coming up. We have Thursday, January 10th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. We have Tuesday, January 15th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. We basically kind of take the show live to the classroom, and we teach income planning strategies, we teach investment planning strategies, and we teach tax planning strategies. It's a one-night course. It's at the UMSL, University of Missouri St. Louis Computer Education Center, right off of 270 in Manchester. Just reach out and give us a call. Set up your vision meeting with us in the office, or set up the attendance to one of the classes. We look forward to seeing you either way.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back. And again, talking about some of the market volatility that we talked about at the opening of the show, I think five things maybe to keep in mind during this time of volatile and market corrections. Number one, be patient. That's the
easier said than done.
Yep. And fight your instincts. There are people that get the instinct of, gosh, you know, it's time to panic because they're watching all the TV shows and they're listening to the market numbers. If you have a portfolio that's well diversified, stay well diversified, and you should be able to ride yourself through these periods if you have a plan that's set in place properly.
And properly means that it's designed around who you are, what your needs and objectives are, what your comfort level with risk is.
And if you're not comfortable, and if you're seeing losses that are bigger than you're not happy with, work with your financial advisor to reassess your situation. And the show today talked about some of the questions to be asking. You might be one of those people that aren't overly thrilled with what your advisor is doing, or maybe you haven't heard from your advisor. Maybe you have these back-of-the-mind concerns, and you want to get a second opinion. That's what we're here for. The opportunity to come in and sit down with us one-on-one, the opportunity to come to a classroom situation, learn a little bit more. Either way, reach out, give us a phone call. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Give us a call right now. We'd love to sit down with you and help you work through that process.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.